Welcome, Black Rasta.
Thank you so much.
I understand there's an issue with the BASE Awards this year. You actually boycotted the awards. Is this true and why?
Yes, you know, BASE Award was our baby. I mean, for the first time we had an award team or award system that had to do with reggae and dance, also we all jumped on board. Because I've been waiting for this for a long while. Now it came, so we got into it. But, you know, just after the first edition, we realized that the organizers had nothing but a dance hall and a hit life agenda. Why am I saying this? For the very first time, they were thinking about bringing Elephant Man. They allegedly sent some money to Elephant Man and he failed to come. There was an issue with that, you know, and that year, in fact, I played with, I think, two more reggae artists. So what we said was that next year they should try and bring a reggae, a roots reggae artist, because you said it's a dancehall and reggae awards. Now you brought a dancehall artist, or you were planning about bringing a dancehall artist. Let us have a reggae act the next year. So the next year they brought another dancehall artist, and it was all about dancehall. I was there personally. They had nine instruments on stage, but not even one reggae artist played. Only dancehall artists came, mimed their songs on stage, played bass, you know, that thing. And I thought that was a low blow for reggae music, roots reggae music. And to add insult to injury, when I came on stage to receive an award, the whole stage just started booing. They were booing, and the organizers up till now are not able to tell why the crowd booed. I wasn't there to sing. It's only sometimes when an artist comes on stage and he's singing, maybe he's not singing well, then the crowd might boo him.
Mm.
Or if there's an award that the people think should have gone to somebody, but it's coming to you, then they'll boo you. But that category I won, I was the only person in there. I was the only person who had an album. So the reggae album of the year, I was the only nominee. And there was no reason to boo me. And they booed heavily. So I said, well, I'll stay back and then observe. The next reggae act, Chizzy Farai, came on stage to also pick his award, and he was booed. So it looked like it was an agenda. Only Rasta people were booed, or reggae acts were those who were booed. Even the West dancehall artist that night was never booed.
Mm.
I realize that it's the way the organizers skewed the thing towards dancehall. That is why we, the reggae artists, accomplished reggae acts in the country, at least, are even being booed. Bulldog is one of the major organizers and sponsors of BASE Awards. And he manages a dancehall artist. In fact, he's managed dancehall artists in the past and he's still managing some of them. And he has made it clear that his biggest interest is dancehall. I've never heard him say anything good about reggae music until this award came, and they realized that, well, it couldn't just be dancehall alone. They would have to add reggae. So reggae is almost like a stepchild. They are treating reggae music like a stepchild. Probably I was told that, and I don't have the proof now, that Bulldog was the one who actually brought up the idea of the dancehall awards, and then they decided to add reggae. Whatever it is, I think it's a laudable idea. But where it is going now, to the point that nobody wants to sponsor BASE Awards. Nobody wants to put his time into BASE Awards.
Let me ask you, though.
I think that it's not being done well. We are not boycotting it forever. At least for me, I just want to see it get better.
Mm. Okay.
So I won a number of awards. So many awards from BASE Awards from the first year and the second year. But this year I said, no, it's not about the awards. It's about the dignity of the reggae. Last month, there was an argument, a big argument, and a fallout between Shatawale and Bulldog. You know, Shatta was on the radio here. He had a press conference where he said Bulldog threatened to kill him and blah, 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 blah. It's their own issue. And then he fell out.
Mm.
So Shatawale said, well, I've been supporting BASE Awards. that program anymore. And to be very honest with you, Shatta Wale saved the BASE Awards in the first and second years. When Elephant Man did not come, at that time he was at the peak of his thing. You know? Mm-hmm. And he stepped in, performed, and nobody even remembered Elephant Man anymore. Mm. That I will give to him. I will not hold it back. The next year, when other artists pulled out, Shatta Wale still went ahead to perform, even though they all agreed that they had to pay some amount of money by BASE Awards before they played. Shatta went behind them and still played for BASE Awards, even for almost nothing.
I see.
But this year, he said, no, I'm falling out with these people, and the awards is not necessarily anything to me. I was approved. I was nominated, I think, 5 times. Yeah, I was nominated 5 times or so. And then, I have told them from last week that if the awards were not going to get any better, reggae was not going to get any recognition, they should not even bother nominating. But they nominated me this year, knowing that it was going to be the same mediocre thing. So I now made it public that, no, I don't want any nomination from you. I will not be there. I don't take out my name. And right after that, I think the next day, Samini also pulled out. He also got nomination. He didn't do it. He said he wasn't interested. Shatta Wale got nomination too. He said, no, I don't want that.
So who was there?
Yeah, we all
pulled out. Was there? Who was there this year?
This year, Neil Ante was there, reggae act. And I'm getting the information, which I am following right now, that even when he was on stage, there was a group that came off stage, broke security, whatever, and attacked them on stage while they were performing. Neil Ante and the reggae band. I cannot tell because I'm not following that fully as to why they attacked them. But I will not be surprised if they attack them in favor of dancehall.
Wow.
But I know that they were attacked because Ralph Bumba, who played for the Big Hills band, said that his guitar was on Elephant Face. The thing of reggae music is actually brilliant because, in fact, dancehall came out strongly and also pushed along reggae music. The biggest thing in Ghana now is reggae dancehall. I don't actually want to segment them. Reggae music is the biggest thing in Ghana right now. Dancehall is actually making a lot of waves all over. Reggae music is flying heavy. So right now, even hip-life artists are recording reggae songs. And they want to be seen as reggae artists as well. Somebody like Aibe Edem, somebody like Ochami Kwani, and the likes. 4x4 and the rest. Hip life artists in the past are recording reggae and dancehall songs. So that tells you that, yes, it is heavy. Very, very heavy.
Interesting. So going forward, what would you like to see change? Obviously, we'd like to see more reggae, as in roots reggae music. And other people playing that genre nominated in the BASE Awards. What else do you want to see change before you come back as a vindicator?
We want some respect for reggae music. I simply just want some respect. Because if you are an organizer or a promoter and your mind is that you love one genre over the other and you know you cannot be neutral, then don't try it. Because you treat the other genre as a stepchild, and that is very, very bad. And that is what is happening at BASE Awards. I mean, I was so surprised that somebody like me who lived and ate and drank and slept in reggae music all 9 years, right from when reggae music was almost nothing to write home about in Ghana, I mean, Ghanaian made reggae music. You know, I will come on stage one day on a platform that is meant for me. The fans are hooked for me, reggae fans, and I will get booed. We even have songs in Ghana now that are against BASE Awards. I know that Osagyefo has a song he sang against BASE Awards. Shatarako has a song he sang against BASE Awards.
Let's explore that.
Reggae music, get some more respect. I want to see reggae acts coming from foreign, also playing on that stage. I want to see some of our reggae legends on stage. Somebody like Felix Bell, yes. Somebody like Jawood Gatti, somebody like Sami, Lupese, and the rest of them, they are leaving you. And even you, Rasta, to be on stage and be honest, this is what we want to see. Rather than the all dancehall thing, which is not going anywhere.
Let's explore that booing and attacking thing a little more. Isn't that a bit extreme, though? I mean, why would the organizers do such a thing? It would mar the beauty of their own event, don't you think?
Beautiful. Nice question. You see, the point is this. Now, the organizers saw the upset of dancehall. As people were doing dancehall, the dancehall was the biggest thing that one is spearheading it, at least at that moment in time. Big, tacky, and a few other people making it so big, so revolutionary big, so they thought that they could just survive with dancehall alone. And that we reggae artists were not promoting our works well. They forgot that dancehall is a youthful kind of thing. And reggae music, we have some die-hard reggae fans who are corporate. Big time.
That's right.
Who can pull out millions and support such a thing.
That's
for
right.
For the love of Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and the likes.
That's right. That's right. Black Rasta, thank you very much for your time today. And we wish you all the best, and we wish that your message goes across and the BASE Awards doesn't become something that is short-lived, but rather improves to cater for everybody else. Thank you so much.